Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Thursday, the 15th of March 2018 is Stanislav Konarski. Stanislav Konarski, actual name, Jeronim Konarski, the 30th of September 1700, the 3rd of August 1773, was a Polish pedagogue, educational reformer, political writer, poet, dramatist, pietist priest and precursor of the Enlightenment in the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth. Konarski was born in Zarzyszduze, Świętokrzyskie Voivodeship. He studied from 1725 to 1727 at the Collegium Nazarenum in Rome, where he became a teacher of rhetoric. After that he travelled through France, Germany and Austria and Poland to broaden his education. In 1730 he returned to Poland and began work on a new edition of Polish law, the Voluminal Gum. From 1736 he taught at the Collegium Resoviens in Rzeszów. In 1740 he founded the Collegium Nobilium, an elite Warsaw school for sons of the gentry, Slota. He founded the first public reference library on the European mainland in 1747 in Warsaw. Thereafter he reformed pierist education in Poland, in accordance with his educational program, the Ordinations Visitationis Apostolicae. 1755. His reforms became a landmark in the 18th century's struggle to modernize the Polish education system. Early on, Konarski was associated politically with King Stanislaw Leszczyński, later, with the Czartoryska Familia and King Stanislaw August Poniatowski. He participated in the latter's famous Thursday dinners. Stanislaw August caused a medal to be struck in Konarski's honor, with his likeness and the motto, "From Horace, Sapere Also, Dare to Know." Konarski argued very strongly that the right of veto that had traditionally been exercised by the Polish nobility was not law but a custom. In his most important work, the Four-Part Oskutecznym Rad Sposobi Albo o Utrzymywa New Ordynarnych Simo, on an effective way of councils or on the conduct of ordinary sejms, 1760-1763, he unveiled a far-reaching reform program for the Polish parliamentary system and political reorganization of the Commonwealth's central government, which included aiding the monarch with a permanent governing council. Konarski died, aged 72, in Warsaw, Poland. His heart is buried in an urn in the Bierus Church in Krakow. His bust can be seen at the entrance to the crypt of this church placed on Ulica Świętego Jana. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 013 UTC on Thursday, the 15th of March 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Stanislav Konarski. This podcast is produced by Arbol Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Arbol Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Nicole. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.